On Wednesday, Pitkin County placed an order for 1,000 COVID-19 tests from Colorado startup A2 Bioscience. The serological tests look for antibodies in your blood as proof that the disease has been in your system. They use a finger prick of blood and can produce a result in just minutes. Englewood-based A2 imports thousands of tests developed in China to sell in the U.S. I spoke with CEO Josh Disbro about the tests. Given that we're sort of in a public health crisis here, was this a pretty quick turnaround, getting approval on those tests and then getting them ready for sale?
Well, importantly, these tests are not formally FDA approved. They have gone through a process referred to as emergency use authorization. And so these serology tests in some cases are simply being allowed to be commercialized via notification to the FDA. And so that is to say there is a very efficient, very fast process that the FDA has put in place, just given the urgency and the need to get these tests out there.
And now all of a sudden you've got tests on the market and governments and private companies are placing orders. Are you overwhelmed by volume at all?
Literally, we get more emails in an hour than we would get in an entire week prior to this announcement. So we're a small company. We have a small staff. While we do have 80 employees, most of those folks are sales representatives that are out across the country. So in terms of the operational fulfillment, it's a relatively small crew. So we've done the best we could to really get all of these orders processed. And the reality is we just got the go-ahead from the FDA to distribute last week. And so we didn't have the ability to ship out until essentially last Wednesday. So we got our first orders out Wednesday, Thursday, and continued to fill orders over the weekend yesterday, and expect to be able to have the backlog fully released here in the coming next couple of days.
So in the early days, especially here in Colorado, we got used to those tests that would swab the nose, get sent into the state lab, and then sometimes it would take a long time to produce those results. But these tests you're distributing now are something pretty different, right? Especially in terms of turnaround?
That's right. So very different in terms of turnaround, and different really in terms of what the test, its main purpose is. So if you think about turnaround time being days, this is minutes. So this is it's an in-office test. Again, it's a finger stick. You're going to get results in less than 10 minutes in most cases, and you'll be able to immediately get a sense for whether you've got these antibodies and have had the exposure. So what you've got here with these serology tests is a quick result to give you a high-level view of whether you've got the antibodies in the system. And if you do have a positive result, at that point, you can potentially go on for additional training via the nasal swab to get confirmatory testing. But at least you know with the point of care test right away that you've got something that you need to be aware of and orient yourself appropriately.
Has this been a new challenge for you folks? Were you dealing with local governments before and orders coming from all over the map? Or have you had to kind of call an audible with this?
This is a bit of an audible for us. So this is not really what we had traditionally done. We're a specialty pharmaceutical company. We have 8 prescription products. We also have consumer healthcare products that we sell through a subsidiary that we recently acquired. So we were not in the COVID business, so to say. So we have had to call a bit of an audible, and it's enabled us to actually broaden our distribution reach. We had not been previously calling on municipalities, state governments, first responders, and so forth. We also have orders from corporations that we hadn't previously dealt with. So this has enabled us to spread our wings a bit and get a broader distribution network across the spectrum.
That was Josh Disbro, CEO of A2 Bioscience. Yesterday, Pitkin County ordered 1,000 of A2's COVID-19 blood tests. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.